From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military says one service member was killed and three wounded in a raid targeting Al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command says 14 fighters from the local Al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. One additional service member was injured when a U.S. aircraft was destroyed following a hard landing. The military operation occurred in Beta province. French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election that chose Benoît Hamon to be the Socialist Party candidate in France's presidential election. Hamon, a 49-year-old former education minister, had close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. He easily beat Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. Hamon's level of support is believed to be lagging behind his two major opponents, François Fillon and Marine Le Pen. They will meet in French elections, which are scheduled for April 23rd. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says he doesn't want the United States to store weapons in local camps, fearing that his nation will get entangled in a fight between China and the U.S. American officials did not comment. The White House says President Donald Trump and Saudi King Salman bin Abd al-Aziz al-Saud have agreed to back safe zones in Syria and Yemen. The two spoke by telephone Sunday, reaffirming the longstanding relationship between the two countries. Mr. Trump spent the last 2 days speaking by phone to a number of world leaders, including the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates and the acting South Korean president. This is VOA News. The White House is affirming President Trump's executive order temporarily limiting U.S. immigration from seven countries despite a federal court order seeking to stop the move. Kellyanne Conway appeared on Fox News Sunday.
This is a ban on travel, prospective travel from countries trying to prevent terrorists in this country from countries that have a recent history of training and exporting and harboring terrorists.
A number of refugees, green card holders, students, and workers have been detained or barred from entry into the United States since the immigration order was issued Friday. The order barred entry for 90 days for people from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with judicial decisions, but stressed it will continue to enforce all of the president's executive orders. U.S. lawmakers, meanwhile, from both major parties, are speaking out against the immigration restrictions. Democrat Chuck Schumer said he would introduce legislation to overturn the executive orders. And here's from Senator John McCain.
The dominant influence in Iraq today is not the United States of America. It's Iran. So what will the Iraqi parliament do? If we're talking about the fight against extremists and ISIS, the Battle of Mosul is going on as we speak, and we certainly don't need some impediment to succeeding in driving the ISIS out of Mosul.
Hundreds of demonstrators gathered Sunday near the White House at airports in New York, Washington, San Francisco, and other large cities. Crowds of protesters gathered. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, says refugees should pose no national security threat to the United States. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says there is no merit to a claim by U.S. President Donald Trump that Syrian refugees threaten national security and should be banned from entering the United States. UNHCR spokeswoman Vanina Mestrachi rejects assertions that Syrian refugees are terrorists. She says refugees are victims of terrorists, and those proposed for resettlement are among the most vulnerable people on earth. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
More than 100 people suspected of burning Christian homes were acquitted of the charges by a Pakistani court due to a lack of evidence. In 2013, a Muslim mob burned 125 houses in the Yosef colony of Lahore amid rumors that a Christian resident had committed blasphemy. No one was killed in the incident. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.